Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing pro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Anna.Prime. We bring in regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near-human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. You can start for 50 cents a day. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Manoj Swarup. Manoj Swarup preserves stories of deceased family members across the globe. So Manoj, welcome to Basic Business AI. Tell me from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Well, I think, we use AI for marketing purposes. And trying to get marketing or trying to hire somebody for marketing, it's a lot more money. But when you go out there and with the options that are available, people who are starting new, they come in and they either give you something to write, they give you, loads of information about what needs to be put onto different social media platforms and what kind of ads you can make and what kind of, posts that you can put in. Convenient. It's just hassle-free. A lot of things that you explain to AI, and AI will come up with one of the best results.
Yes, actually, that's pretty good. It's been helpful to brainstorm with AI. So tell me some tactical, some practical application for that you have done in your business with AI.
Okay. Something that we use day in, day out is either ChatGPT, Gemini, or Perplexity. Now, Perplexity is way better than both ChatGPT and Gemini because it gives you the best answers and it gives you the best write-ups. It is not close to human, but it brings a little more human or brings a lot more emotions than what ChatGPT or Gemini does.
So would you say that Perplexity is better because it seems more human than the others?
Correct, it is. Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. What are some ideas or, let's see, what are some concerns or misunderstandings that you've seen that the general public has and you have found to not be true?
I'm not sure what other misconceptions out there, but I can tell you a few that I've heard. People say that jobs will be taken away. Now, the entire job won't be taken away. You would need these people to keep writing because AI will still need to go back and search on topics. And where would these topics come from? They will come from humans like us. Till the time we don't use our own head, we don't write the best of it, how will they come up with mix of a lot of different ideas and make it into one? So there's no possibility that AI will overtake or take over the businesses that's out there anywhere.
Exactly. They still need a human being to bring the ideas and to monitor whatever the AI is doing and to tell the AI, hey, you're doing this wrong. I didn't want this. So for instance, well, Manoj, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Well, we serve 195 countries. What we do is we preserve stories of people who go away. Now, if you look at prior to our platform, there was nothing that if I asked you, what do you know about your great-grandparents as of today? And your response would be nothing or very minimal. Or you go to another platform, which is known as Ancestry. In that case, if you go to Ancestry, they will ask for your DNA. And once they ask for your DNA, they'll start looking around for people which were related to you or DNA. However, that's so incorrect because your DNA we started storing DNA in 1988. We discovered DNA in 1980. So anything before 1988 it's highly impossible that it's being stored. And if this company is providing you all that information, that's just a sheer lie. Right? But what we do is we store those, or we preserve those details, so your next kin or your next family members can find out about who these people were. So as of today, what's the struggle that we have in humanity? We're trying to struggle, where did mankind start from? We go back to Adam and Eve, we go back to cavemen, but then there's no truth. There's nothing concrete about it. We find something today, we claim it to be something else tomorrow. So that's where the struggle is. We're trying to not take that away, but we're trying to make sure the next generations which come, they don't fight or they don't go through the same struggle as we are. Now, when you take away, but let's say if I don't know anything about my great grandparents or anything beyond that, what will happen? I have lost a lot of bloodline, a lot of heritage, a lot of culture. Now, we need to understand that we all come from different cultures. We've all evolved from different cultures. We're not a pure breed. There's no such thing as pure breed because we all mix with something or the other. Now, how do you find that out? You have to have a place where this could be found out. But then again, we have rich and famous kings and queens, president, prime ministers. You go back online, you type in their name, and you can find everything about them. Why is that? Aren't we important? Haven't we done something for our family or for those families which have evolved over a period of time? Why should these people not be remembered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And one more thing, you know, we talk about monuments, right? We talk about any monument in the Seven Wonders. Let's say Taj Mahal, let's take Eiffel Tower, let's take Burj Khalifa, let's take Great Wall of China. Somebody commissioned it, but who are those people who built it? Do we know their names? Will we ever find those names? Will we ever find those stories behind those, you know, walls, or which were built with every pillar, every stone which is laid out? Do we know those stories?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. We talk about freedom fighters. We talk about Mahatma Gandhi. We talk about, forgot the gentleman's name from South Africa.
We talk about leaders.
Let's talk about freedom fighters. Now, freedom fighters were not just one individual who got freedom for us. A lot of individual stories which were put together to make that independence happen.
Yeah,
and we just take one big name and say, you know what, this person got us an independence. That's highly impossible. That's so wrong. What about the credits given to every other individual who was involved in that fight?
So your company finds those people?
Yeah, we don't find those people. What we do is whatever. We'll go back and tell you how it started, and this is where you will get a better picture of it. I lost my mother 3 years ago. When I lost my mother to COVID and cancer, I started contemplating the day I'm gone, she'll be gone as well from this earth, because there'd be nobody to tell her story. She's done so much for me. What have I done for her? So I came back and I said, let's commemorate her for life forever. So next generations can find out a lot more about her, who she was, what did she do, how did she die, what did she die of, everything about her, her medical conditions, everything. And that's where the life index was brought into place. And that's what we do. We ask individuals, whatever is information is available with you today, whomever, your grandparents or great-grandparents or whoever, put that information so the next generation don't suffer. And they don't go to organizations like Ancestry and say, you know what, we've got a place, we've got you covered. No, you don't have us covered because our DNA wasn't there. You can't find everybody with my DNA. Because every DNA is so similar, and every DNA is an evolvement of other DNAs. How can you find anybody?
Right. That's awesome, Manoj.
Yeah.
So thank you. No, thank you so much for that. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Manoj Sharp, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting lifeindex.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies about around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.